This is a sermon from the archives of the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Algona, Iowa. Our legacy project reminds you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.
Our first scripture reading this morning comes to us from the book of Acts, the second chapter, verses 1 through 21. Always read on this Pentecost Sunday. The story of Pentecost. Hear the words of the story. When the day of Pentecost came, all the believers were gathered together in one place. Suddenly there was a noise from the sky which sounded like a strong wind blowing, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. When they saw what that looked like, tongues of fire which spread out and touched each person there, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to talk in other languages as the Spirit enabled them to speak. There were Jews living in Jerusalem, religious people who had come from every country in the world. When they heard this noise, a large crowd gathered. They were all excited because all of them heard the believers talking in their own languages. In amazement and wonder, they exclaimed, "These people who are talking like this are Galileans. How is it then that all of us hear them speaking in our own native languages? We are from Parthia, Media, and Elam, from Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, from Pontus and Asia, from Phrygia and Pamphylia, from Egypt and the regions of Libya near Cyrene. Some of us are from Rome, both Jews and Gentiles converted to Judaism, and some of us are from Crete and Arabia. Yet all of us hear them speaking in our own languages about the great things that God has done." Amazed and confused, they kept asking each other, "What does this mean?" But others made fun of the believers, saying, "These people are drunk." Then Peter stood up with the other 11 apostles and in a loud voice began to speak to the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, listen to me and let me tell you what this means. These people are not drunk as you suppose. It is only 9 o'clock in the morning. Instead, this is what the prophet Joel spoke about. This is what I will do in the last days, God says. I will pour out my spirit on everyone. Your sons and daughters will proclaim my message. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will have dreams. Yet even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will proclaim my message. I will perform miracles in the sky above and wonders on the earth below. There will be blood, fire, and thick smoke. The sun will be darkened, and the moon will turn red as blood before the great and glorious day of the Lord comes. And then, whoever calls out to the Lord for help will be saved." Our affirmation of faith for the morning is printed in your bulletin. All those who are able, please rise as we join together in our Pentecost affirmation of faith. We trust in God, the Holy Spirit, everywhere the giver and renewer of life. The Spirit justifies us by grace through faith, sets us free to accept ourselves and to love God and neighbor, and binds us together with all believers in the one body of Christ, the Church. That same Spirit who inspired the prophets and apostles rules our faith and life in Christ through Scripture, engages us through the word proclaimed, claims us in the waters of baptism, feeds us with the bread of life and the cup of salvation, and calls women and men to all ministries of the Church. In a broken and fearful world, the Spirit gives us courage to pray without ceasing, to witness among all peoples to Christ as Lord and Savior, to unmask idolatries in church and culture, to hear the voices of peoples long silenced, and to work with others for justice, freedom, and peace. Amen.
Thank you.
Our focus scripture this morning is from the Gospel according to Luke, the 24th chapter, verses 44 through 53. Another appearance story of Jesus to the disciples. And we pick it up at midpoint in this story as Jesus talks to his disciples. Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law from Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. He said to them, "This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and a change of heart and life for the forgiveness of sins must be preached in his name to all creations and to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. Look, I'm sending you what my God promised. But you are to stay in the city until you have been furnished with heavenly power." He led them out as far as Bethany, where he lifted his hands and blessed them. As he blessed them, he left them and was taken up to heaven. They worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem overwhelmed with joy. And they were continuously in the temple, praising God. These are the words of our faith. Thanks be to God. Elvis has left the building. You heard that one before? I thought that was just some made-up phrase. And it is a made-up phrase. But it's an actual phrase that was used after Elvis gave a concert. Did you know that? In 1956, for the first time that phrase was used, this is a 56 is before Elvis really hit the big time, but he was doing concerts, and the MC at this particular concert, and there were several artists performing, said that in order to convince the people there, the big Elvis fans, and didn't have a lot of fans, but to convince them to stick around for the next show. But it evolved into Elvis has left the building, is said at the end of a concert to let folk know that it was okay to go now because Elvis wasn't coming back. This isn't a message about Elvis, of course, but the phrase and the meaning of that phrase, the intent of that phrase, works for this Sunday. This is Ascension Sunday. Thursday was Ascension Day. It's always on a Thursday. The stories that we just shared together, two of the Ascension stories, there are others in the other Gospels. Jesus goes with his disciples and he ascends into heaven. Now, did you catch it? I read two different stories, both written by whoever wrote the Gospel according to Luke, but they were different, weren't they? Did you catch the ending of the first one? In Acts, the disciples stand around after Jesus leaves. But in Luke, the disciples leave immediately praising God. So we could say on this Ascension Sunday, Jesus has left the building. Well, actually left the planet. Seems like it sometimes, doesn't it? Jesus has left the building, gone, never to return in any way, shape, or form. We're left to our own devices. All we have to do is look at the events of the last week, the last several months. Seems like Jesus is nowhere to be found. If Jesus was here, those things wouldn't happen. Jesus hasn't left completely, though. Yes, I know Elvis shows up every once in a while. I haven't seen an Elvis sighting for a while, have we? But every once in a while, Elvis used to show up, but you know, Elvis never did come back. And actually, though Jesus has left physically, Jesus is still with us. He promised us the Spirit. He promised us His Spirit that continues to be with us through all the ups and downs, the joys and sorrows, those smooth times in life and those chaotic times, those tragic times in life, those joyful times in life. Jesus hasn't completely disappeared, still here with us in spirit. Still talking to us through the Spirit, still nudging us gently and sometimes not so gently to continue the work that He started, to be His witnesses in a world that seems to be in a bigger mess all the time. those two endings, those two stories, because there are other differences if you read them. Take time to read them again. Check them out against the other stories of Jesus' ascension. They're different, yes, but Jesus expects from us, from his disciples and from his disciples now, the same result, to be his witnesses, to share the stories, to work for justice and peace. The two men in the white robes could have said to those disciples, Jesus has left the building. Jesus has left the planet. You don't have to wait any longer. Get busy. Do the work that you have been commissioned, entrusted to do. This is Memorial Day weekend. We all know that. A time to remember our brothers and sisters who have defended, protected our country, to remember our loved ones, our friends who have died and gone before us, who have ascended, so to speak, to remember them, who they are, their contributions to our lives, and to remember that their spirits still dwell with us. But it's also a time, as is every Sunday, every day of the week, to remember the one who has called us to be witnesses and whose spirit is still with us, giving us strength, courage, hope that the world can be and will be a better place than it is now for everybody with our help. Thanks be to God. Amen.
This broadcast is part of the Legacy Project of the First Congregational United Church of Christ of Algona, Iowa, where we continue to remind you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.